OMG, awkward turtle.
Gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking damn, I'm working on my roar.
Thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Well, that's a long way to go, young master, if you
no one's saying do this.
No one, I said that.
No one's saying be there.
What?
No one's saying stop that.
No one's
saying see here.
Now see here.
Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in spotlight.
Yeah.
That was OMG Opera Turtle with I Can't Wait to Be a King from Lion King, which we've been needing more of, truth be told. I think this could have been done a little bigger than you performed it today. You skipped a line, the See Here with Nala, that's a duet line. You seem to skip that one. Does she have, is it her mic or did her vocal seem low on this song?
Like, energy-wise or volume-wise?
Volume-wise.
Maybe a little.
It sounded all right for me most of the time, but, like, towards the end, it got a little soft. But that's more because the music picked up more than vocals got soft.
Okay. Because her voice sounded, her mic or her voice sounded funny. And I don't think it was an energy thing. It was more of a technical or mixing thing.
I don't know.
The good thing about the song is it made me dance and it woke me up a bit. At 2:32, when you were saying, at the end of King, I heard something. I don't know if you cut the note or something, but I heard something there, and I just can't figure out what it was. But, yeah, it could have been a lot bigger, if not a little bit bigger, but a lot bigger. And Ambi?
Yeah, it was cute, but it definitely could have been bigger. You could have gone... I don't want to say bigger, but gone further with it, I think is what I would say.
More oomph.
More oomph. Like, on the roar was... up until the roar, I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then once you got to the roar, I was like, okay, this is definitely not anywhere near far enough as where it needs to be. And then from there, it just kind of was on the same note. I felt like your rhythm was a little off at times, here and there, as if you were starting a beat too early on a line. Or the beat was missing from the backing track. I couldn't really tell. There was something weird going on, and I couldn't quite place what was going on. And then you were getting a little flat near the end. That's all I have.
Roommate's back, so I'm trying to... Let's see how this goes. Turtle. You came back. And being cute. Again. What are you doing? Go away, you're bothering me.
You want me to sing like Burn?
My god, just ignore him and go, or I'm going to sleep and I will
no,
just not
do. No, that
was
sweet
results.
Meat number two.
Please.
I have four.
Jeffers, spare please. Me.
Yeah, some parts were slightly off-synced. Energy was okay. Could have been better, but it could have been worse, too. I think I liked it. It's not the best I've heard, but it's not anywhere bad, either. Like, it's in my top half. I'm done.
Yeah, there's a very yeah. large middle zone tonight.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting to sort out.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to that.
And
oh.
done.
Done.
JC Trans 19, you're up.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawman, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff-raff, street rat,
scoundrel,
take that!
Just a little snack, guys.
Rip him open, take it back, guys.
I take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Oh, it's so right to the bottom. He's become a wonder-rising crime.
I'd blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em. Gotta eat to live, gotta still to eat, tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop thief!
Vandal!
Outrage!
Scandal!
Let's not be too hasty.
Still, I think he's rather tasty.
Gotta eat to live, gotta still to eat. Otherwise, we get along.
Roar!
One jump ahead of the hoofbeats, one hop ahead of the hump, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand and wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
That was JC Trans 19 with One Jump Ahead, another double, but it's been a while since we've last heard this one, I believe. At least
yes.
a couple parts. All right. And a note, all the voices were him. He included that in his email, that all the voices were him. I liked this for the most part. At first, when it was just Lansing, I thought it sounded really professionally done, and I was kind of impressed by that. I giggled on the voices. Some of the voices were really good, but some of them were a little too close to the others to sound drastically different. Like, some of them I could tell were I would have thought were different people, but then other ones I could tell were you. But I definitely give you an A for effort in trying to make them all sound unique and different, because I could tell you really, really tried to give each one their own differences, but there were certain ones that just didn't work. Because for me, I think it's hard when a guy is trying to imitate a girl. For me.
It was very amusing.
It was very amusing, yes. I loved the end when you had the guards scream and then they were like, ew, at the end. That was a nice little
yes,
like,
I love that.
Touch on it. That was like the icing on top of the cake at the very end. I thought that was cute. And you did the jump correctly with the slide down with it. And then I love the
gumbo.
Adorable. So I thought this was pretty good. I'm pleased. I'm a happy panda on this one. Jeffers.
I'm going to try and keep this short. I thought it had great energy. Your vocal range was really good for the song. I was going to say something else. Oh, the one lady where she's like, still, I think he's rather tasty. That was, like, awesome. Like, it wasn't that shrill, irritating voice. It was like a, oh my gosh, she's going to rape me voice. but yeah.
I was thinking that too, but I didn't want to be the one to say it.
But yeah, I like this a lot. Good job.
My first note is, yay, finally more Aladdin. You probably like this note, I don't know. You are Aladdin, because you sound a lot like Brad Kane in this. I love your women voices in this. Your fat lady scared the crap out of me. Ben has some competition here as being the voice guy, I think.
Ruh-roh.
There's
some good people in here.
Yes, they are. Overall, I really enjoyed this. And like Ambi said, I love the ending with the guards and the yuck. That's my actual note. Love that last guy with the yuck. So yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Awesome. One more. Yeah. I'm like delirious with happiness right now. We've got to cut some of these people out. We've got to cut these numbers down. Which we will do soon. Bum, bum, bum.
Was that unmuted?
Yes.
Yeah, I unmuted the mic. Because I said, that's good. And, yeah, okay.
Last singer of the night, Valkyrie Celeste. Take it away.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people like us can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend. Beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send, just around the river bend. For me, coming for me. I feel it there beyond those trees, are right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore the sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. I look once more. Just around the river bend. Beyond the shore. Somewhere past the sea. Don't know what for. Why do all my dreams stand just around the river bend? Just around the river bend. Should I choose the smoothest course, steady as the beating drum? Should I marry Coco Wong? Is all my dreaming at an end?
So that was Valk. And yeah, same song, double.
We're zoning out.
But it was kind of loud.
Around the river bend.
What?
Just around the river bend.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Thank you.
It was kind of loud at the beginning, so I had to turn down my volume. And I heard slight peaking in that first verse, which is odd for her. It was very pretty, good choice for her. Yeah, I don't have much to say.
For me, I'm thinking that there's a lack of vibrato in this song, and I think Snow might have had this too, which is why some of her notes sounded off for me. I think the song just lacked vibrato.
That makes sense to me.
Okay. Yeah, because for both people, they held the note off, and I'm like, there's something missing, or because it's awkwardly held long, and I'm thinking there's a lack of vibrato going on here. At one point at the song near the end, before the slow part, I know that for sure, I couldn't understand you, because you were about to peak or something, or like, it got fuzzy. But I do like your last and slow part, because that's where you actually did bring the vibrato in, and it did sound pretty. Ambi?
Thank you for having a karaoke that didn't have the melodyne in it, yes. Now that Zell says the thing about the vibrato, this next thing, all your bends sounded really odd to me. Like, there was just something weird about them. And now that Zell mentions the vibrato thing, that might have been it. It might have been the lack of vibrato. It seemed like the end of your phrases when you should have been vibratoing, they just seemed odd because you weren't. I loved your energy on this, though. You had some great energy.
She did have
and there was
energy.
Just this sense of wonder in the acting that you were doing that was really great. And then I loved the slower part up until the oar, because it was so soft and pretty. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, like all up in my face. The oar was all up in my face. It got so flat. Like, I don't know who was mixed.
Can I make that my ringtone?
It was kind of dolphin-y. There, dolphin. Quota. It's a quota. It must be filled. Because by now, I'm sure Dylan in the listen party has been like, where's the dolphin? Where's the dolphin? At least 7 times.
No, actually, there's more people asking for the dolphin now.
No, the dolphin is so popular.
It has a cult following.
Cult following of the dolphin. Yeah, but the oar, because it was so soft and pretty. And I'm like, oh my god, I love this slower part. And then this oar came in, and it was like amped up, like, to the max, and it just came out of nowhere, and it kind of shocked me and surprised me, and it was all up in my face.
I think that's the part that was fuzzy for me.
Yeah, it was like, it was, I'm not going to do it again, because it would just make Jeffers happy if I did. But overall, this is another middle grounder. There's so much in my middle ground. I wasn't completely unsatisfied with it, but I wasn't completely satisfied with it either, and I felt like that a lot tonight.
I like this.
Yeah,
okay.
And now we have to do some deliberating.
Votes. Yes, deliberating.
Some plotting.
Well, deliberating. Let's not scare them with saying plotting, even though it really is plotting. stopping.